Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the Get Fact podcast, guys. I'm here, Johnny.
And I'm James.
Yeah, and we've just So it's been about 7 months since we've recorded one. We've just done the whole show and then realised that because it's been so long since we do one, when this goes up on all the different podcatchers and stuff, we might end up with a whole load of new listeners.
If that's, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. If that's you and you've not heard this before, then maybe don't start with this one. All we're really doing is explaining why we've not done a show in a while and saying that we're going to be doing more in the future and then having a catch-up.
Yeah.
So the show will be back properly next week with actual facts and stuff, as the name might suggest.
Yeah.
And a topic.
Listen to a great episode such as Grime.
Grime was a good one.
The 100th episode was a nice little song.
100th episode, we did a lovely song in.
That's not too far back. We've got Christmas specials. I think there's at least two of them.
It's coming up for Christmas.
Yeah.
One's got Christmas rap in it.
Yeah, Christmas rap. So that's there.
And what else was a good one? Valentine's was quite good, wasn't it?
I don't even remember.
Talking about putting roses in the end of your...
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So there's that one. I mean, he's spoilt the best bit there for you.
Yeah, but see if you can listen out for it. Maybe he's email us. Maybe he's listened to that one and then email us the minute and second that James makes me feel physically sick by suggesting I put a rose in the end of my penis.
Yeah.
And then you'll win a prize.
Oh, don't be promising prizes.
Getfatcast@gmail.com is the show.
Why can't we just do things normally? Right, anyway. So. Welcome back to the Get Fat podcast.
I feel like we've already lost the fucking momentum.
Yeah, well, there isn't any momentum, is there?
No.
No.
Because there hasn't been for so long, but we need to get back into that swing, don't we?
If Johnny pulls his finger out, 230 days
since
the last episode, which took us a while to work out, didn't it?
It did. It took us too long to work out. We'd have been better off with a fucking abacus, to be fair.
I mean, there's been so many things that have stopped this from happening. It's almost as if the world is telling us never to record ever again. Which, you know, wouldn't surprise me if that was the case.
I mean, even Curry's trying to buy this fucking microphone.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So it's just... Do you want to explain it?
Well, we tried to buy a microphone.
Yeah.
Standard microphone.
With some 14-year-old boy working at Curry's. I don't know if that's
legal.
It was
his last time when we went.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't have the one we wanted, so we just asked if we could buy another one and then return it as faulty the next day and swap it for the one we did want.
And they didn't have anything.
But they didn't even have a single microphone in the microphone shop.
No.
Which I thought was shit.
Yeah.
Like, really, really shit. So then we had to order it online and abandon it. So this should have been a week ago. So you're all hang on, he's found something in his glass.
Right, sorry, it's on the bottom, it's fine.
What was it?
Uh-oh.
No, well, there's some stuff on the bottom of his glass.
Ah, stay hydrated, folks.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry.
It's disgusting for anyone wearing fucking headphones, mate.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's
like
nice.
What's that, ASMR, it's like that, isn't it?
It's not ASMR, it's you squelching in someone's lug.
No, it's nice, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Hello.
That's what... Sorry, I don't watch them.
You do, don't you?
Hello.
That's... Well, they go like... Stuff like that. Anyway, sorry, I'm distracting
that, but you. Anyway, right, so we couldn't get it the first time round.
Yeah, and if anyone's in any doubt of us, you know, being ill-prepared for this, you know, and was worried that we'd actually organise any sort of, any ideas for this show, like...
Oh, no, absolutely not, no, well,
don't be disappointed, it's all sort of ramblings.
I feel that any kind of preparation at this point would be disingenuous at best.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. I feel like we're doing this the wrong way around, because really we should talk about, I mean, why we didn't record. We didn't like have a fallout or anything.
Oh no, definitely
we're
not.
We're not like, and although Take That did get back together for the money, I mean, there was no money in this anyway, so we are always skinned.
And one of Take Fat, one of Take That was fat as well, weren't they? And the other one had all the talent. Yeah, no, not a fallout. I've just been really sick.
Yeah.
Do we tell them what's wrong with me?
Everyone always knew you were sick. I mean, you've always been sick, haven't you, since we did the first one.
Did I tell you my purple card?
You've told me about your purple card. You might, well, the listener won't know about your purple card.
Did I show you it?
No, I've not seen it. You got it?
Oh, mate, you're going to fucking love this.
Oh, this, I mean, we're going all over the place now with this, in terms of direction. But we didn't have a fallout anyway.
So we didn't have a fallout.
We're like the Spice Girls.
Let's finish where the microphone came from.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell them about my genuine disease that I have been diagnosed with.
Oh, you've been diagnosed now? I didn't even know
that. Actually diagnosed.
When was this?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I've got a disease.
Yeah.
So... not sexually transmitted one, don't worry about that.
Am I allowed
clean.
To be in the same room as you, though?
Yes.
It's not one of them ones.
No, no.
Not leprosy or anything.
Not leprosy. Now it's going to fall off me. Now it's going to be contagious.
It's not like... I've seen the new Queen film as well. You've not got that.
No,
that?
We've not got... No.
That one that made Freddie...
Let's not go down that road so early. So we went. Couldn't get it. So then we had to go back today for another microphone, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. And
what a fuck on.
I'm quite patient, but...
Oh, it was horrible.
So you go in. Johnny like was dead sexist with a young girl on the.
I've got into this horrible habit recently where I'm calling everyone pet.
You're right, pet. There, you're right, doll.
I did not at any point call a doll.
Right. Hello there, cheeky little face. What's a pretty thing like you doing behind there? Like, so it was something like that that you said to her, and she was like, "Oh no, go in the other queue." Bearing in mind, she was doing nothing.
She was doing fuck all.
I don't know why she was there.
She was achieving the square root of fuck all.
And. So we were put into another queue, which sort of snaked sort of down a fairway. Not a fairway, but there was...
Down past the doorbells.
There was someone with a 50-inch TV in front of us, like, carrying that. There was one guy there, weren't
there? One guy for
away,
two and nine.
And he was not in any rush, was he? He's probably thinking, I'm finished at seven.
Yeah.
If there's people in the queue, there's people in the queue. I couldn't give a shit.
I think he disliked the person who was on shift after him. And he was just trying to piss everyone off, and he was going to leave for the next poo assault to come
in. And just let them deal with the issue. So then, obviously, I think you saw the look on my face. I was sort of like your disgruntled wife at this point.
You weren't holding that look off your face very well.
No, I've not got a very good poker face. So then you said, hold the position in the queue, and I'll run around and get someone. There was two people working in there. Who were messing about with a sign.
Did you see me trying to get their attention?
Yeah, and it was like they were deliberately trying to just ignore you and like looking in every other direction other than to you.
Yeah.
And if they're on commission...
They had no desire to help me whatsoever, pricks.
And at that point, someone else came back on.
It was the same young lad who'd refused us the microphone the week before.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
So I said to him, oh, it's you from last week.
No, you idiot.
Was that not it?
Completely different lad. But he came back, obviously, off his break. He was still chewing something.
Yeah.
Like he'd not had time to finish his dinner.
Maybe he just ate a cigarette because the breaks are that short, he couldn't smoke one.
And then he was like going, yeah, hang on, mate. And he was like, I can't even log on to the system, I've not even got details to log
him.
On yet.
Right, no, I was on about the young lady I spoke to on the shop floor who sent me back to the queue.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Yeah, it was him, yeah. So the guy who did eventually serve us, he was sort of still chewing his food, and then he was like, I can't even log on to the computer.
Oh, and this got me, right? So we just stood there gawping at his mate who could and did nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'd bought this online, so I had like a reference code for it, right?
Very fancy.
Right. I don't buy an awful lot of things online, especially not from Currys, right?
Apart from them fleshlights you keep getting.
Well, yeah,
breaking.
But they don't get them from Currys, mate.
No, that's true.
So they say, he says, give us the last four digits of the code, right? So I didn't read it out to him. I got the code up on my phone and I showed him my phone and said, there you go, mate, take what you will from that. Right? And he wrote down some numbers.
Yeah. He might be numerically dyslexic.
Well, he was in training because it said on his little badge.
Yeah.
And then...
I do know his name, actually, off his badge, but I won't say it.
No, we won't say it. Ben.
It wasn't Michael or anything like that.
Oh, shit. So, he took it down, right?
Yeah.
Punched it in and then it says, code doesn't match. So at this point, he has to go and get his fucking helper to come and do it for him.
His carer.
Right? Yeah. Yes, carer comes over and says, it says the code doesn't match here. So I got... I unlocked my phone to the same photo that was there, right? of the same fucking receipt for the same pissing microphone.
Yeah.
And held it up to him, and he typed it in, and it worked.
Yeah.
And then this young lad who'd been serving us before went, well, that was a different number to the one you just gave me.
Yeah. Different voucher. It's like, how many vouchers have you got?
Yeah. It categorically fucking wasn't. So unless 240 quid's gone out my bank account and I paid for this prick twice, then just, yeah. So that wound me up anyway.
Yeah. And then you were like, should we check this first, make sure it's not a toaster?
Yeah, because at that point it could have been.
It could have been, couldn't it?
Yeah. And then we got on with little to no incident after that.
Yeah, no, nice I just feel like it's been put back a few weeks, bits and bits. And
last week didn't help. We all set up ready to record, but we even had a young lad, Jack, with us last week, who was going to...
I mean, when you say young lad, that sounds a bit disturbing when you say that. There's
he's
25. I think he's 23, he said. He's legal.
And he is actually...
And even if you're going to bum him, it's still legal.
Yeah, and...
If it's consensual, obviously.
It's always consensual when I'm involved, mate. I'm that handsome, no one can resist me.
Yeah.
He's been to Edinburgh and everything and been on... Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, we've got loads to discuss. I forgot about all that stuff. So, anyway, where have we been? So that was the microphone
So we've got a microphone. Where have we been now? I think James is going to like this. So basically, right, the story with me is my insides are absolutely fucked.
Yeah, right. Is that all the bumming you've done? You are like Freddie Mercury. Told you.
I think I'm worse.
Yeah.
Basically, I've got ulcers all down my insides, so from my stomach right the way through.
See, you've not even told me this.
Have I not?
No.
Yeah, it's called...
Isn't that a place in Ireland, ulcer?
Yeah. So, and that's it, basically, and they come and go, and when they come, I get really, really bad stomach pains and shit blood. Those of you who've listened to my stand-up set will realise that I shit enough blood to make my own black pudding. Still quite proud of that one.
Yeah, it's... One of your ones.
I mean, it's one thing on you, because you've heard it like 19 times now.
Yeah.
So, the upshot of this, however, is that as well
Oh, it's been... rubbish, that.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Is that the card?
Yeah, I've got this little card here.
I thought it'd be at least like a credit card.
No, it says, urgent request for toilet access. I have a medical condition and urgently need to use your toilet, thank you.
Oh, he's printed that off. That's rubbish.
No, that's what I show them in the shop. But then they have to let me in the staff room. So I'm
not
gonna...
a staff room. They just let you use a toilet without buying anything.
Yeah, but if it's like a perfume shop.
Oh right, where there's no access to a toilet.
You know what I mean? Then it's like, excuse me, love. This is either let me use that or it's going on your floor. And I want to do a game where we go to Manchester and just see where we can get access to.
Yeah, so already you're looking to abuse your purple card. So basically, someone you know got you this card, this purple card, which allows you to use.
Yeah, because he's got the same thing as me.
Right. Oh, you.
So
little,
we were having a nice little chat about
little
it the other
Ulster
day.
Ulster brothers.
Yeah.
Oh,
we could start a Facebook page.
Yeah,
Ulster pals.
There probably definitely is some sort of Facebook page for it. Oh, and it's just people going, "Oh, I had a shit today in a toilet."
I can imagine that.
It was bits of blood and sweet corn in it, like horrible stuff like that. And then people like it and go, "Oh, did you take your purple card with you?"
Don't
so that's the sort of sympathy you're going to get from me about your purple
card. Fuck you then,
I honestly thought it was a bit of plastic. I thought it was at least fucking waterproof.
I mean, I thought it was
what is that? That's actually a matter of a Monopoly game.
I thought it was going to be more than what it was when he promised me it.
Don't pass go, don't collect £200, but you can use the toilet whenever needed.
I mean, I'd be happy with that. they're the rules you want me to live my life by.
You finish second in a best looking, what is it? A beauty contest, but you've shit everywhere. Yeah, that card is rubbish.
I know, but what can I do? It's all I've got. It's the tools I've got to live my life with now.
Well, at least, because at one point we did think it might have been something more serious. I mean, it is pretty bad, isn't it, what you've got?
Yeah, it is very bad, and I'll have more sympathy from you about my card, please.
You'll get no sympathy from me. My health's been all right.
Yeah, I was coughing up blood the other day as well.
Yeah,
you were genuinely worried about
I was a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, that was quite sweet, that listener.
I was worried, because you said you were coughing up blood, and obviously...
And my back hurt, and if you Google cough up blood back hurts, then it's just page after page of cancer symptoms.
Yeah, no, but you could probably Google stub me toe and it hurts, and you'd say it's like toe cancer or something. You shouldn't Google symptoms.
Shouldn't you?
No.
Why not? Because you just get a load of information about Homer and Marge and them.
Oh, that's a terrible joke. Yeah, you shouldn't. That's not. That's not a doctor, is it? Google's not a doctor.
Google does know a lot.
Right.
Just Google over me.
But Google has pages about a flat Earth as well.
Yeah, but again, would you believe a Google webpage about a flat earth or me telling you it's round?
I think you have to use common sense with that, don't you, as well? Just don't trust everything you see on the internet.
Right, well, there was a lot of pages that said I had that. Yeah, so.
I mean, but you didn't know, did you?
But I didn't in the end, so. Chest infection, that was.
Yeah, turns out it was all right.
Yeah.
What else have you been up to?
What else? Started working in a pub.
Yeah, you have, actually.
Which is just...
God, I feel like you've done so much compared to me. I've not done anything.
Have you not?
Really. Just been waiting for you to sort out my fucking microphone.
No, well, do you want to do your bit, then? What have you done?
No, sorry. I mean, by all means, I'm intrigued. Because the thing is with the pub, right, the only reason you started at the pub was so you were still in the pub, but you weren't drinking in the pub. That's what that was.
Yeah, so it's essentially a free Sunday. So what I do is I work from 3 till 7, and I get paid £30, and then I walk around the other side of the bar and hand them it straight back and swap it for beer.
Yes.
But it's a free Sunday, out, innit?
They might as well give you beer tokens.
Well, yeah, I might as well get me fucking wages in beer tokens, mate.
So you started working in the pub. Any local nutters you want to tell us about?
I throw a couple of people out, fighting.
I mean, did you throw them out, or did you just do like...
There was one I told him to get out, and he listened to me.
A Barbara Windsor. Get out of my pub!
I probably sound a bit... less masculine than she did.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I am a complete fanny.
Yeah.
You're
like the gimpy Mitchell brother. You're the one. Who's the one who had AIDS on?
Why are you
Fowler?
Obsessed with?
I don't know. Was it Martin Fowler? Look, he had AIDS.
I'm never letting you go to the cinema again if this is the attitude you come out with.
Oh no, I've been obsessed with like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
and
I know.
AIDS
right,
since
so
that
let's
film.
Just not be
scary, innit?
Yes.
I mean, I think they've got treatment for it now.
I've not seen it.
Have you not? It's good.
The film, not the treatment.
Yeah, you can get treatment for AIDS now. I don't think he got it in time, Freddie.
But I mean, I'm almost certain he didn't.
No, but I mean, like...
Unless he's knocking about with Elvis somewhere and there's something they're not telling us.
But yeah, no. So sorry, I'm just saying, like, you're like the weedy sort of Mitchell brother, the snide one.
I'm not snide.
He'd sort of
I'm
pinch
lovely.
Out his mum's Barbara Windsor's purse.
I'm going to pinch out of Barbara Windsor's purse, but not my mum. She's got no...
Got that shifty look about you. Anyway, so you've been chucking a couple of people out of the pub.
Yeah.
I reckon you serve people underage. And that
no,
silence tells
no,
me that that's true.
I don't, but there was a young lad in there the other day, and it was as funny as fuck, because he was just 18, because I checked his ID, which I can do this year, because... Anyone who it's 2018, innit?
So
the maths are dead easy.
Yeah, of course.
Like next year, I'll not be able to do that. So I'm basically keeping the job till Christmas, then I have to count properly.
Well, but do they have just a date behind the bar? Like
you don't get enough people in young enough to care.
Okay.
But this young lad, he was just 18, but he was old enough, so sorry.
What did he order?
Well, this is the thing. He ordered like Jack and Coke or whatever it was.
Right.
But then he came back to the bar. And we do these like shots of toffee vodka. It's like really nice, but really sickly. And you can have one, and it's, oh, that's pleasant. But any more than that, and it just gets so much drink. He came back, and he just kind of leaned on the bar a little bit, looked me up and down, and went, "Toffee vodka on the rocks, please, mate."
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
I just thought it was like fucking poetry.
Yeah.
And I thought it was brilliant.
So what did you say to him?
I just said. Yeah, fine. And give that. That'll be £2.
Did you put an umbrella, a cocktail umbrella in it?
Yeah, it's not the type of place where they have cocktail umbrellas,
mate. That's true. I mean, you depict it to be horrible. It's not that bad.
Oh, it's the sound as fuck, the pub. You just wouldn't have a cocktail brolly in it.
That's true. What else have you been up to?
That's about it that I can talk about on here, really.
I mean, I don't need your fucking national insurance number. I'm just wondering what else you've been up to in the 230 days.
I've been making an effort to play more drums.
Well, you've not, because it's collecting dust.
No, it's. I was playing the other day.
Why have you not given him a wipe?
No, I just hit him.
Do you think the one-armed fella from Def Leppard had cleaner drums than you, and he only had one arm?
That's a song, that. The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm. By the Bloodhound Gang, I think it's like the end bit or something. True story. What else have I been doing? Bought a jumper.
No, I'm trying to move you on to something without actually saying it, and you're just not picking up on it. For fuck's sake. Just the fact that you did a comedy gig.
Oh,
you
right.
You headlined
a
comedy gig.
Right, yeah, headlined.
Fucking hell. That's... I bought a jumper.
Well, this is a nice jumper. It's green, ready for Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, so, yeah, what, comedy, oh, shit, which, are so, we on about the good no, one
we'll
or the go, bad
we'll
one?
Do the first one first.
Yeah, so we did a brilliant comedy gig, the pair of us that we both
did. We did a proper one, people did proper laughs and that.
Yeah.
It was for Mind as well, so you can't even have a go at us for it.
Yeah, it was for a proper charity. I even wrote some speciality mental health jokes for the end of it.
You did. And I say Johnny headline. I didn't headline it.
I just happened to go on last.
No, this was so funny. So you'd obviously made a point that you were going to go on last, right? To the point where you requested music to come onto. Like it was live at the Apollo.
No, I absolutely didn't.
Right, okay.
I absolutely didn't. What happened was, the guy who was organising it decided it would be funny if they played the Bake Off music when I went on.
Okay, no, but didn't you want the Middlesbrough theme?
No, I was joking when I said that. I said if they asked, this is what I would have. But no, and then I was waiting to go on, and then they were fucking around pretending like it was me who wanted the Bake Off theme on.
Yeah.
When I specifically asked that no one mentioned anything about the Bake Off, because looking like Sue Perkins is one of my fucking jokes.
Anyway, so I went on and did my set that went surprisingly well. Then you did
very well, yeah. Didn't you, for a first try, boy?
Yeah. And then what really made me laugh was you were waiting and everyone could see you, and this guy's like, no, the music's not working, and then you just went on. So it looked as though you had asked for music.
It looked
to be
like
played.
I'd asked to, yeah. It made me look like a prick, I think.
Yeah. So that was really good, and that went well. And then you won like a roast battle the same evening.
Yep.
Which was a bit weird.
It was, but I won, so say no more about that. Say no more about, that girl definitely should have won. Say no more about the fact that it was pretty much my mates in the audience, and that's why I did. But I've got a plaque, and that's all. That's what we're taking from it.
And that led us to doing another gig.
Yeah, so then we got a bit cocky with it, didn't we? And decided,
I wouldn't even say cocky.
No, what would you say then?
I'd say we just wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a bit of a kick out of it. I was like, oh, let's do it again. And you were like, oh, there's this gig in Glossop, should we do it?
Yeah, so there's a gig just up the road.
Yeah.
It's like an open mic thing. Come and have a go.
Fucking hell.
How was that for you, son?
Well, let's set the scene. So you said there's a bloke on, I'm not on Facebook, but you said there's a bloke on Facebook. You've just got to email him about a spot. So that's what you'd done. Yeah. I did the same. Yeah, no problem. Open mic night. Doesn't really matter anyway. Come down. Now, enjoy.
With hindsight, at the point where it was that easy to get a gig...
No, but I'm thinking it's open mic, so...
Yeah, but should we not have thought... When I sent him a link to my video and he said, you can be on the proper bit, should we not have thought, hang on, where's his standards at?
Yeah, I just assumed... I mean, an open mic night, it's still got to have rules, hasn't it? So he's probably thinking, I need 10 people. That's about an hour.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then if I've got some established comics on afterwards, then... They can go on afterwards.
Yeah, I'm
right?
laughing because I know how this story
is. No, of course. So, and you'll notice that I'll pad it out to try and not tell it. But after that, we get to the venue, right? Small place. If anyone's aware of the Glossop area, it's called Isaac's, in a little place. It's sort of near the Wetherspoons. Anyway, yeah. We went in. Nobody there. The guy behind the bar. Typically...
Sorry, James. Are you exaggerating when you say there was nobody there downstairs?
There was one guy sort of cleaning a glass. He'd probably cleaned for about 4 years.
Yeah, that's it. When we say there was nobody there, there was literally...
Yeah, that's not an exaggeration.
There was the barman and there was one other act waiting upstairs for us.
Yeah.
Sat by himself.
Funnily enough, that act beat the frog the same night you did.
Yes, he did. And he recognised you. Came better than me.
He came better than you.
Yeah, much further.
Less translucent. Yeah. More of a thicker stream. So, is he called Kieran? I feel like I'm going to hash his name
Kieran,
up.
Yeah.
Kieran.
Dead sound lad, actually.
Scouse lad. Yeah, he was. And so he was there, and it was just us three. And we're like, oh, okay, this is weird. This is a small room. Can't imagine how this is going to pan out. Now, at this point in the evening, this is when things start to fall in place where I think... This is a bad idea.
There was a point where I genuinely thought you were just going to leave.
And I contemplated it, but I thought, I'm here now.
Yeah.
I can't just walk... Because if I do that, then that's a recipe for disaster in the future. You can't just walk away from difficult things.
With hindsight, do you wish you had?
Well, I mean, there's always a lesson to be learned in this. So, at this point, the guy who organised it came in, didn't he? And even he was fucking 10 minutes late.
I mean, to say organised it...
Yeah, he'd got a Facebook page knocking about somewhere. Decent. He's all right, isn't he?
Oh, lovely lad.
Andy,
no issue with him.
Bloke.
No issue with him whatsoever.
So he's there, just not. How would you describe him, Johnny, at this point in the evening?
At this point in the evening, normal bloke.
Normal bloke, yeah? Normal. Oh, yeah, I've done this a few times in London. I've moved down here.
Trying to get
a comedy night on here. Bit difficult, you know. Bit hit and miss with some nights. But I'm thinking, fair enough. It's an open mic night. You don't know what to expect, do you? Bit of a mixed bag with things.
All day long.
This is when alarm bells for me, right? So we said, we're just trying to imagine, you know, the setup of the room. Can't really... He went, oh, no, it's fine. We'll just move these chairs down here. Now, it was like a snug, weren't it? It was like a...
Yeah, it was a snug. It was smaller than my living room with 4 2-seater settees.
Yeah, and all he did was, rather than them facing each other, he just turned them to face what was going to be his stage.
Yeah.
There was no stage.
Oh, no, the stage was just the rest of the room. Basically, the stage was the bit of the room that didn't have a chair on it.
Yeah, and that wasn't the entrance of the room. And then I'm thinking, right, this is a small room.
Intimate, I think we were describing it as at that point.
Now, on a good day, how many would that have... Standing as well, Johnny, how many would that have fitted in there, do you think?
Oh, standing, max 25 people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not a bad gig, is it, for your third and second gig?
If 25 people take that, turned up, I'd have been dead happy.
Take that. Still, and then he says, the poet's not here yet. Poet's coming.
Poet, yeah.
Right, fair enough. There's going to be some guy doing poems. I'll go on after him, thank you very much. Then he said, no one's turned up for the open mic bit, we'll probably just get you guys on.
Yeah.
Yeah, still no one there. Still, how many customers at this point?
Still, so these are people who aren't acts or bar staff.
Yeah.
Zero at that point, yeah, zero. Yeah.
Did you check the toilets just in? Yeah, still no one in there.
Yeah, went out for a cig, genuinely tried to get two people to come in.
And, yeah, so then what's in the back of my mind is the fact that I know that family are turning up to see this.
Yep, you told all your family about your big important gig, hadn't you?
So I've not told everyone, I think... my cousin had said, you should let people know about it. So I did, and then I didn't realise that six of them basically were coming.
We'll not
down
be making that mistake again, would we?
Never. And I thought, this gig's going to be cancelled because no one's here, right? And someone's supposed to be on 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Right?
I thought that there was going to come a point where we'd all just go home and that'd be that.
So then Andy gets very animated and says, there's six people downstairs. Don't worry, there's people here.
Yep.
And I was thinking, yeah, I know them six people. I could have done this gig in my living room because that's my family that have turned up. Yeah,
it was, wasn't it?
A couple of cousins, auntie, uncle, that sort of thing. Thank God my mum weren't there or anything like that. They were accompanied by any other?
Zero other people.
So basically, I was doing a stand-up act in front of my six family members. Obviously, you had to do the same, but a bit different for you.
But yeah, I think it was slightly better for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck me, mate. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I loved it. Just watching you just so uncomfortable.
Well, before this...
Like, watching your little face when you're working up to punchlines that I know what they're going to be. Like, I know you do a joke about getting wanked off by an 80-year-old woman with Parkinson's. And watching you just plod towards it. And you can... see in your face that you don't want to, like a child being dragged.
It's like
to a shop.
Talking like about sex to your mum in it or something like that or whatever. It was just uncomfortable. But prior to that, so my family sit down.
Yeah.
Then Andy ran this thing.
Oh right, yeah.
So then what happens to Andy? Normal Andy, right? Normal Andy, who's sound bloke, yeah.
Yeah.
Decent normal. I mean, I'm not saying he isn't, but then what happens as the compere of the show? What does he do?
He put a visor on.
Like a golfing hat.
Yeah, like what you wear when you're playing poker.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it wasn't clear at the front.
No,
it was
like a cotton poker visor, or, as James said, a golf one.
Yeah.
And started doing rapping.
A white man, a white middle-aged man, doing rapping about meal deals.
About first world problems.
I mean, I'll not do his...
That's not fair.
That's not fair to him. And you know what? He had a zest for life and his enthusiasm could not be knocked. But
it couldn't.
The content itself was... So at this point, bearing in mind it's a small, intimate room, as Johnny said, I was sort of squatted down, laughing out of embarrassment.
Even thinking back about it. Before you even went on, I had tears rolling down my face.
Yeah, I was crying out of embarrassment about it, right? Because he's doing this rap about meal deal and stuff. And then he's trying to do, like, audience work, trying to work the room. There's six people there.
Yeah.
And he's going, what do you do, right? What's your favourite food? I'm just thinking, oh, God. Oh, God. Then Kieran goes out. He does very well.
Yeah.
He's got his set. I mean, it's six people in a room. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
But he's got his set. He's got it down.
Well, it was decent, yeah.
He's actually, you know, he's been doing it well. Decent set.
Yeah.
Poet goes on. Obviously, it's the centenary of the First World War.
Yeah.
Does a nice little poem about First World War. He says, obviously, it's, you know, 100 years since First World War. Does a nice little one. Then he follows that with one about shitting on a train, or shit on a train.
A shit that you find on a train that you can't flush down before you need a shit.
And then closes with, oh, yeah, it's the centenary. Now, you can't have both, can you? You can't do both.
You can't. You pick your tone, don't you? Yeah. And then you ride that.
So when he's doing this one about shitting on a train, again, I was just squatted down, sort of, just out of embarrassment, tears rolling down my face, just crying, laughing, thinking, I've got to do stand-up in a second.
Yeah.
In front of what is essentially, you know, my auntie and uncle and cousins. And there's a bloke doing poetry about shitting. Then what did you do when you did your set, Johnny? What did you do?
Well,
You asked my auntie if she watches porn.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a bit more reason to it than that. So Kieran, the other actor, right, he'd basically done a joke about being ginger and going on holiday and saying how you have to wear that much sun cream that it looks like you're something from Pornhub.
Yeah, video, delivers it,
right?
Better than...
Yeah, James, obviously, like, that delivered well. I saw that James's auntie didn't laugh at this, so I thought, I wonder why, and maybe it's because she doesn't know what Pornhub is, so I just offered to show her it on my phone in front of her son.
Mortified.
So I was just like, Johnny, please just do your normal set. And then you... Yeah. So that was interesting.
And what did I do?
No, I'm just thinking about the whole night, and it's just... I just get flashbacks of it. It's like PTSD. But then I feel like... That must be rock bottom. If we have worse gigs than that, right?
Well, he says this isn't the smallest gig you'll do.
I beg to differ.
I don't see how you could do a smaller one.
I mean, we're used to doing this podcast for six people, right?
Yeah. Maybe seven if we're lucky. Get an extra listener.
But to do it in a room, knowing, like, because it's difficult to do it without actually doing my sort of some of my material, but they know me, so part of my material is sort of like,
material.
Is, oh, this is what I do and da da da, da and whatever.
Yeah.
But they already know that. So it was just it was a nightmare.
Yeah. I think we could probably sell out more tickets just doing this podcast live, which is why we're back, listeners. Because we're going to start doing live. No, we're not really.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Absolutely not.
God, no.
To four people. No, thank you.
To four people. And it's just an empty room because no one could make it on the night, or we'd got the wrong fucking days or something.
Yep. I mean, that's how it would go.
We couldn't even send out the right size T-shirts to people, so I don't know.
We couldn't. Oh, do you remember that? I was showing someone the other day, I can't remember who it was now, but I was showing someone the picture of the T-shirt that we sent to Kieran where it's like four times too big.
Sorry, Special K, for that.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Special K,
of course
he's
fucking listening.
And Anthony as well.
Ghost Director.
Ghost Director, he's still there, knocking about.
We don't hear from Ghost Director, do we? Is that Patrick or not?
Yeah, it's Patrick.
He's the one who was going to come and stay with us, wasn't it?
Yeah, that would have been weird, because we'd have ended up fucking him, wouldn't we?
Absolutely, hard.
And there's an age joke there. I've done too many already, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not bother with that.
So
that's it.
That's what we've been
up to. We are back, though, is the point of this, isn't it? Yeah. So we're doing it. So we're going to do them properly, and I'm going to do loads of research, promise. So if I've been a naughty boy...
Were we not going to mess around with the format a little bit and have a theme running throughout maybe two or three episodes?
Well, I was thinking that, yeah, just to try and get a bit more meat on it. But then I didn't think you'd like that idea, because didn't really speak to me about it ever since
I suggested
it.
I was all for that idea. I think that was the... So this is another thing that the listener isn't aware of, and I will let them know about it. For about 4 weeks, you stopped using text messages and were just only using WhatsApp. Didn't bother to tell me. So I was messaging, you went, oh yeah, when you message me on messages, I don't read it.
Yeah, I don't.
So that was about that time.
I've got, at the moment, should we play a game called Guess How Many Unread Messages Johnny's Got? 173 unread texts.
Why? It's not emails. What are you doing?
I've got 9,168 emails, mate. I know there's a difference.
Jesus Christ. So I'm all up for that.
Yeah.
I would ask people for suggestions, but they never fucking send them in.
No. So we're going to try and be a bit more structured with it. Maybe have a contents at the start or something. I don't know.
A contents at the start?
Yeah, so like, hi guys and welcome to the show. Today we're going to be discussing...
Why you got
this week's... Because it's American, like what all the proper podcasts have, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Today we're going to be discussing this week's topics. So we're going to be talking about Jakeman's throat and chest sweets.
Say what you say, fuck me.
From Boston, England. And we're also going to be hearing from James and some animals that work.
What accent am I? Don't say Indian.
No, you can be... You can be French.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
because we don't mind being sort of stereotype.
No, yeah, but no, you be French, I'll be American. We'll call it the French American podcast. Shit, it's French Canadians, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bastards. Fuck it. Just do it normal voice.
Fair enough. So that's what we've been
up to
anyway. So we're looking to do some more podcasts that are a little bit
variations on a theme. Yeah, we're going to try and basically bat out two or three in a go.
Yeah,
and then put them out there.
Spread it out.
Yeah, spread the love.
Yeah. Johnny, I've got something for you.
Obviously, is it in the shape of an animal?
Well, yeah, you say that. So, you know, like we said, we're going to be bigger and better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I've just realised something.
What?
That it's probably way too late to talk about.
What?
Oh, shit, I should have told you the other day.
Right. Can this be edited in, dubbed in somewhere else?
No, it's probably funnier if we just leave it
here. Of course it is, yeah.
Right, so...
You mean easier?
Yeah, easier. Because it's been so long since we did one... I don't know this for a fact.
We might need to reapply
No, but there's a chance it'll put us in the watch new section.
Oh, brilliant.
So if it does, then we need to just bear in mind...
You can put someone on at the start of that, probably.
Well, we'll do it together, seems as though you're here. But yeah, so but just explain what Animals at Work is.
Yeah, so Animals at Work, basically, it's like Ron Seal, isn't it? It says, I mean, if you're American, that doesn't mean anything. Or does it?
Don't think so.
Animals at Work is Animals at Work, so it could be like a cat that catches mice for a living.
So it's a regular weekly section in which James discusses...
You say weekly, but...
It's going to be weekly now because we're doing it properly. Weekly section where James finds an animal that has a job.
Because some people don't have jobs.
But most animals do,
right? Yeah. But because we're supposed to be bigger and better now...
Yeah.
Yeah? Forget Animals at Work, for at least just for this week. Also, right. It might make an easier section for me going forward.
This regular weekly section, Animals at Work...
No, shut up, right?
Are we abandoning that format we've even done one?
We're not, but I just thought we'd be bigger and better this week.
All right.
Sort of like supersized like meal or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make me fries large.
Yeah. So, Animals at Work, we've got that, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you still got the jingle somewhere?
Oh, you might be pushing it for the jingle. Oh. I made a jingle for it.
Fucking hell, it's a disaster. But for this week and maybe future weeks, future episodes, depending on how we feel, depending on what's out there in the big wide world.
Yeah, depending on what you can Google.
Animals that change the world. I'll stifle that excitement.
Change the world. They do things that will change the world.
I don't think you even need to bother with another.
I mean, that'll be it.
That's it forever now, isn't it?
I bought a harmonica.
Yeah, we know. So, Animals That Changed the World. You ready for this, Johnny? In early October 1920, Greek King Alexander was walking through his garden when his dog got into a skirmish with a pet monkey.
Oh, shit.
Right? When he tried to break up the fight, another monkey bit him.
My fuck.
Right. The wound became infected and he died on October 25th, aged 27.
Piss on my ankles.
Right. He'd been crowned king in June 1917, during World War I, after his father abdicated the throne. His father, King Constantine I, was pro-German and originally gave up his position because of the Triple Entente.
Wank off a Hoover, you dippy little titwitch.
Do you know what the Triple Entente is?
I know what a double entendre is, because I went to the pub the other day and asked the bartender for one and he gave me one.
Hey. It's France, UK and Russia. Anyway, basically they said they wanted him to stay neutral during the war and put a bit of pressure on him, so he stepped down, new king came in, new ideas and stuff, but then he died. So King Constantine came back and he led his nation to the Greco-Turkish War, 1919-1922. Took a while for us to get a fact in, but there it is.
Bastards on the pavilion.
Which Greece eventually lost. Winston Churchill said of the whole incident, it's perhaps no exaggeration to remark that 250,000 people died of this monkey's bite.
What's so there you go. Cock.
Animals that changed the world, Johnny.
Animals that changed the world. I like it. Did you like my reactions there? I was trying to do like comedy reactions.
Yeah, I like it. I liked it.
Yeah, I ran out of swear words at the end. That's why they dried up.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we're back. We're going to go back now and re-record that bit at the start.
Oh, this is... why did I think we'd do things differently? Why did I think that?
Well, we have done things differently. We've done a nice episode.
And we're doing the fucking start at the end.
Yeah, but now we know what we're doing, don't we?
Anyway, if you are a new listener, right, how do people get in contact via email, Johnny?
It's getfactcast@gmail.com.
Perfect. We're not going to advertise anything else. But we are on Twitter, though.
We are on Twitter. You can follow us at getfactcast.
Yeah. Any other mediums that we're on?
Oh, no.
Nope.
Facebook died a long, long time ago. And I can still remember how that Facebook used to make me cry. I knew if I had the chance and I could make those people like our fucking Facebook page, then maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every podcast we delivered. Bad news on my wall step. I couldn't take one more wall step. And I can't remember if I cried when I heard about his Facebook bride, but something touched me deep inside. The day the Facebook died, and they were singing. No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we've ended on a bit of a song.
Yeah, don't mention songs.
No, don't mention songs.
Edit this bit out. I'm going to say things now, so you have to edit this bit out.
Right, no you're not. Right, so that's the end of the show, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, fact seekers.
Thanks. Hey. Oh, and now we start with enthusiasm at the fucking end. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Are we happy then?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.